Time now to focus on the community on WAMW. Focus on the Community, presented each weekend by First Federal Savings Bank, Washington's locally owned bank. And this week, we have Justin Harris back in with us, the CEO of Davies Community Hospital, and a lot to talk about with DCH. So many great things happening. Good morning to you, Justin.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, I tell you, let's begin with an event that took place on Friday. Huge event. I mean, you had so many special dignitaries there because this was big for our local hospital. It's the new Women's Health Center, kind of the official ribbon cutting and ceremony to get things up and running. Tell us all about that and the big day you had on Friday.
We were real excited to host a great event for our community, for our county, for our city. Had great representation from across the city of Washington. The mayor's office was there. Our city council men and women, our county commissioners, and across from the state as well. So we had our U.S. legislature office, Senator Mesmer and his office, and our state office as well, with the lieutenant governor's office and representation, and then the governor. He was present and accounted for. Really happy to have him and show his support for rural health care and rural communities here in Southwest Indiana. The Indiana Hospital Association president, Scott Tittle, was there and speaking at our event, and locally, Indiana Rural Health Association, Kara Veal, who's local to our area, but the president of the Indiana Rural Health Association, she was present. And we were so glad that they were supporting our organization and our hospital as we opened the Women's Health Center. This is a first time that Davies Community Hospital has ever employed their own OBGYNs, obstetrics and gynecologists, here at DCH. And there is a huge need, right? There is a huge need for women's health services right here in our county, in our city, so that we don't have to drive 30 plus minutes to receive what I call basic care. And actually, recently in Becker's Hospital Review, Indiana is the number one state for closures of obstetrics units in America. We are closing them more rapidly in the state of Indiana than any other state. And for a rural area like ourselves, here in Davies County, we need to show the support that we have for our female population. And so we are excited to open this Women's Health Center and show that support that we were given from across the state just recently here this past week.
Well, you said it, and you know, it seems crazy to me, but because of the need is definitely there. You know, when the time comes, you don't have 30 minutes to mm-hmm. get to a destination. You need to be, you need to have someone right at your back door. And that's where DCH comes into play. Not only that, but you know, you can build it. You can have a beautiful building and all the equipment, but you got to have the doctors. And you guys really reached out to get top of the line care for the women too.
We definitely have to have the physicians, right? And anyone that knows and has been through and had a baby and had their care delivered at DCH for obstetric services knows that our nursing staff is fantastic. We have great nursing staff, but without the nursing staff and the doctors, right, you cannot have that care here at DCH. And so while everyone may think that it is difficult to recruit doctors, it's about selling who we are. And I am so excited and happy to sell our city and our county. We have a lot to offer here in Davies County. And to be able to sell that to our two new doctors, Dr. Michael Riskin and Dr. Sonia Williams, they were more than excited and happy to join our community. They are buying houses, they are investing in our town, and that's what we want. That's who we are, and not just docs to come here every so often as we're doing in some areas, but we can also have docs move into our county, and that's just what they are doing.
And that's these folks have been in the field for a while now. I mean, these are good quality physicians that families can count on.
They are. Dr. Michael Riskin's actually been in Indiana. He is in northern Indiana and decided to say, hey, man, I'm really buying into this vision of what you're doing at Davies Community Hospital and what we're changing, what we're bringing to our community. And he said yes. He was the first one of the two to commit to the hospital. He came to our our Christmas tree lighting back in December. And once he saw that, he said, yeah, this is a community I want to be a part of. And so then we have Dr. Sonia Williams. And Dr. Williams has been in Greene County. She was the Greene County OBGYN for many years and decided after, unfortunately, they had to close their obstetrics department due to financial constraints. She said that you want to continue that care locally right here at Davies Community Hospital. And so we are continuing to support Greene County and other counties across Southwest Indiana. This isn't an opportunity to take business from people, but it is a way to support others across the region. And that's exactly what our Indiana Hospital Association president highlighted at this event, is how can we support each other? And so we will be continuing to support Greene County by midwives and mid-level practitioner support and being able to continue their care in Greene County, but be able to deliver services and those babies right here at Davies Community Hospital.
And the equipment, top of the line equipment. So tell us, where is the new Women's Health Center going to be located then?
Yeah, so the Women's Health Center is right where we had our event on Friday, and it is on the second floor of the hospital. So what is normal to go to your specialty clinic visits and see your providers is now where our Women's Health Center is. So again, it's a one-stop shop, and what we mean by that is you can have your babies there in the nursery, so obstetrics and the inpatient care on the second floor. Now is where our DEXA scan is for our aging population and bone health, to where our 3D mammography now is, to where our brand new ultrasound machine is. And we are doing full-scale ultrasonography there with great technicians, and this is not something that has been delivered here in Davies County at the full scale we need. And so we are excited to be able to deliver that. All one-stop shop. You don't have to go downstairs, upstairs, across the street. Now, come right in one place and you can get that care.
Very exciting, very cool stuff. And the opening just showed, I mean, the community, it was just amazing. Exciting what's coming of this. So the new Women's Health Center now open for business, taking new patients all the time. Two doctors for you. And again, as Justin said, one-stop shop. Up next, let's talk orthopedics, because this is another area you've really been working to expand. And the Core Center's got a lot of new faces, exciting changes coming at the Core Center for the better, with many more services being offered.
Well, we know that the Core Center and its reputation extends beyond Washington and Davies County. It is an area where we receive referrals, from a 20, 30, 40-mile radius. And so we want to build upon that. The physical therapy, our physical therapist, our occupational therapist, our speech therapist are fantastic. And so how can we build upon that to show the region what we have? And by doing that, we have decided to bring in and partner with Tri-State Orthopedics. And you know them from Evansville. They have recently partnered with Ortho Indy. And so this goes across the state to be able to deliver care, again, right here close to home in Davies Community Hospital in Davies County. And so by partnering with them, we are bringing in a variety of orthopedic, interventional pain, and surgical podiatrist surgeons right here at DCH to do your surgeries here. There is one thing about getting your appointment and seeing your doctor or mid-level provider here, but it's another to be able to get your surgery right here. And we'll be able to do that. Starting May 4th, we will have all three of those service lines, orthopedic surgery, interventional pain management, and surgical podiatry right here at DCH. And all in conjunction with our mid-level practitioner, you heard him previously, Will Walker. Will has been in the community for a long time. And now to add into orthopedic surgery with that, he will be able to deliver that care with the surgeons right here at the Core Center. And that'll be on the second floor of the Core Therapy Center. And so we are excited to have all of those services here at DCH. Again, keeping care local right here at home, and not just the clinic services, it is surgery as well. And that's every day. We want you to know that you can come over every day, 8 to 4, 8 to 5, come over and see our provider and walk right in. We want you to know that it is right there for you when you need it.
Well, the Core Center, state of the art. whenever it was built, I mean, we were talking cutting edge stuff, and it's still to this day cutting edge because of the equipment and the facility itself. For a rural area like Daviess County to have a place, there's just not too many of them out there like this.
That's right. And it goes in line with what is going on Main Street, right? We are really, this county has really been developing in the city, Main Street. And so it is a shining star right there on the corner. And we are excited to invest in our community. This, again, is creating more jobs. It's creating more revenue for our city and county. And so that's what we want to do as a hospital. We want to build our services. And while we are becoming more efficient as a hospital and being able to deliver this care, we know that keeping care close to home is important, and we are doing just that.
And, being more efficient, you talk about that a little bit. You've updated the computer software and the technology for that, for billing as well.
We are working through that. This year is a huge opportunity as we're going on the Epic Care platform, and we are opening and going live with that later this fall. But we have brought in a lot of services just over the last 6 months. You've heard about interventional radiology with Dr. Drazen. You're hearing about pain. You're hearing about podiatry. You're hearing about orthopedic surgery. You're hearing about OBGYN care. We are bringing more services to our community, and that is the whole goal of all that we are doing at DCH. And so while we want to be more efficient with our services, and we want to be more efficient with our Epic and care platform, so that when you have to go for higher level of care in Evansville, or you're going to Deaconess Memorial in Jasper, we want our providers to be able to see what care you just got there. And so when you come to DCH, all is right there in the system. You don't need to print out your labs and print out all your history and have to bring that in yourself. We should be doing that for you. And that is what Epic is going to be able to deliver for not only you, but also for our providers.
It's just moving with the times. That's what DCH is doing. Our guest this week on Focus is Justin Harris, CEO of Daviess Community Hospital. Lastly, we want to put a plug in for the new specialty pharmacy, too. I know you're real excited about this. This is still developing, but this is going to be big cutting edge for DCH as well.
It certainly is. And this shows that we are not just a community hospital, but we are becoming a regional facility. And that is another, we are bringing jobs to the community. We have hired multiple employees to be able to support our specialty pharmacy, which is in conjunction with TruScripts. TruScripts right here in Daviess County, and they are a national company. And so we are trying to partner with them to be a regional facility. And through our specialty pharmacy, these are specialty drugs. So these are medications that we are shipping across the state of Indiana. So it's, again, it's not just here in Daviess County or Washington. It does, but it also is regionally down in Southwest Indiana and now across the state. And this is providing low-cost medications through our 340B program to our Indiana citizens and constituents. And now we have just excited. This past week, we have gotten our Pennsylvania license, and so we are now going to be shipping medications to our Pennsylvania friends and constituents, patients, to those patients across the state of Pennsylvania. So really excited about that. Next is Ohio, and we are going to continue to expand on that, and we'll hire new employees, new pharmacists, new pharmacy technicians to be able to deliver that care. Quick care, fast care, low-cost medications, and that allows us to hire more employees here. That is a new revenue generator for the hospital, and we can do that and have partnered with FedEx right here in Daviess County to be able to ship those out. It's very huge for our hospital and our community.
So many great things happening at DCH and healthcare in a rural area like Daviess County. To have this cutting edge, these providers coming to our community, it is just big and so important. I mean, can't stress enough when seconds count, and often they do. You've got to have that care right here close to home, and thanks to DCH for providing that.
They do. I mean, those seconds, those minutes, they count. We don't want our patients, we don't want to have to drive 30-plus minutes for care. And what I call is basic care. You should be able to get high-quality services right here at DCH. And if you've not come and tried us in a while, everyone needs health care. We ask that you give us another chance. Give us a call, right? My cell phone is everywhere too. And I ask people to give me a phone call and let me know what we can do more for our Daviess County residents, our Washington City residents, because we are eager to build these services. And we are doing just that. You're hearing it. And so we ask that you give us a try. We are here to serve our community.
Well, Daviess Community Hospital, again, so many great things happening, starting with the new Women's Health Center, which is now open for business after a huge ribbon-cutting opening ceremony that was held on Friday. Justin Harris, our guest, CEO of Daviess Community Hospital. Justin, I know it's been a busy time since you've come to the community. Keeps you on your toes, right?
It does. I cannot be more excited to be in Daviess County. This community, the support from our legislators to our councilmen and women, to our commissioners, to our community. We are getting so much support, and I am so excited just to be right here and be a part of it. I can't be more appreciative of being accepted into the community, and Washington and in the county of Daviess County is huge. There is so much commitment and support right here. And so I'm just excited to be able to bring more energy and excitement to what we have and what we can grow. It's cool. It's great. And it's exciting.
Keep up the good work, sir.
Awesome. Glad to be here. Come see us. DCH. Don't want you to see us, but hey, if you need us, we're here for you.
That's right. All right. Justin Harris again, CEO of Daviess Community Hospital, our guest on this week's Focus on the Community. You can download a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. Focus on the Community, presented each weekend by First Federal Savings Bank, Washington's locally owned bank. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in each weekend as we shine a spotlight on a topic important to our community and focus on the community here on WAMW.